3. What's up? Partly sunny today and not bad with a high of 25. Cloudy chance of light rain, snow late today with a high of 40. It's 17 right now at the Cumulus Compound in South Toledo. It's Tuesday, means Dr. D is here.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
Serenity Health and Wellness in Perrysburg and Maumee. Now, if you want to join us for Friday morning yoga at 10:15, if you call and say, hey, I want to come do yoga with Denny. What do we have room for, like five people, D?
Five extra people, yep, and we're giving them the family discount, so it'll only be $10.
Oh, my gosh, that's so worth it. Well, Shauna is awesome.
Yeah, she works. Yeah.
They call 419-891-2181.
That's correct.
891-2181 and say, hey, I want to do yoga with us, and then come there, and Paul will be in his singlet doing yoga.
With my sock.
There you go. It'll be awesome. So if you want to do that. All right, so D's here. Here's another one. It's 419-240-105. Five to play along on the show. I understand I have trust issues. Oh, that's how it starts. But my boyfriend isn't helping things. He's always on his phone texting, and I don't know who it is. He also comes home late from work without good reason. He continuously is causing me insecurities and telling me to quit questioning him on things. I have been burned in the past, and I can't help my feelings. I am supposed to just keep it in and not question him, or do I stay true to myself? And is he being wrong by not supporting my concerns?
Poor thing.
They're boyfriend and girlfriend, so
it sounds like they're living together. Long.
Yeah.
He comes home.
Does she need
someone? Sounds like he might be a little bit of a jerk, to be quite honest.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. From a guy who's been in more than one relationship, if you feel that way, why are you living with a guy and involved with a guy until you've worked through your issues and staying true to yourself?
Well, I think that's her question.
Boom!
I think that's her question. Do I have valid reasoning, or am I being insecure because I know I have trust issues because I've been burned in the past? Or is it valid if he's on his phone and I don't know who he's texting and he's coming home from late? Because she also doesn't want to be stupid and just blame her own insecurities when in actuality she has every right to not trust him.
Does your beautiful, sexy husband, John, know everybody you text?
No, but I wouldn't hide it. So I don't know. Maybe he's...
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Does Porkchop know everybody you text?
No, but I wouldn't hide it.
And like,
I don't think my wife's ever said to me, who you texted? I don't think she's ever said that.
No.
I'm like,
she doesn't care.
I'm like, it's Paul. He's having an issue.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to know because she doesn't want to get involved. What about you? Do you ever get questioned on who you're texting?
Yeah,
it's because she's a girlfriend.
No, only because it's like, you know, we're in the middle of something. She goes, really? Again?
Yeah.
Because I'll have conversations with people. I won't just stop and pick up the phone. But I have no problem sliding the phone over. There you go.
Right. If you haven't resolved issues of the past, how is this going to be any different? Until you walk through that door and, forgive and do what you got to do of an old relationship, aren't you just setting yourself up for just a whole new set of headaches?
Yeah, she definitely needs to get help on her own. But I think that some people, they tend to have a track record and they tend to be attracted to the same type of person. And maybe she's seen some tendencies in him that she saw in the past. So that's triggering something. So you asked the question, specifically about John and I. And you're right, we don't ask each other who we're texting. But if we were verbal and said, I have security issues, I get it, I have trust issues, and it makes me uncomfortable when I see you texting a bunch of people and I don't know who it is, I know it's my issue, I would probably say, like Paul, here you go, take a look or whatever, to help, whatever it is, whether he's right or wrong. If your significant other is having issues, do everything you can to try to help that person. And that's what I mean by, it sounds like instead of just calling her insecure, maybe try to help with that insecurity instead of feeding it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, no, that's good. He could. If he's got compassion, empathy, he could say, hey, look, we're going to work through this together. But if he's just saying, nah, get over it, that's not going to end well.
But it's then in a year, if he's doing all that and having compassion and having empathy and it's still happening, then that's her issue then.
Yeah. Staying true to yourself. Here's what you can do to stay true to yourself. Okay. Heal yourself before you move on to another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the best thing you can do for yourself. And being alone sometimes is the best way to do that. to discover that stuff. So best of luck to you.
Good luck.
All right, let's see. Dr. D, I wanted to ask about my daughter's friends who claim to be gay. I'm not against it, but I just don't want my daughter thinking she needs to be gay. How can I get her to think for herself?
Oh, she doesn't want her to catch it.
Yeah, you can catch the gay.
It's all amazing. I'm not trying to make light of it.
Right.
But no, it's everywhere. I mean, there's like transgender kids at my kid's school, and I'm like, do we treat them any different than anybody else? No. You know, but, yeah, you know, they have their own opinions. I mean, it's not like when we were in school. Mm-mm. I didn't know a single gay kid in our school, but you know people were gay, but
you
just figured they were in the band or doing drama or they were in the place. You know, but I mean, now it's okay, and I think that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong.
For sure.
But there are some kids we know that are starved for attention, so they will be a certain way, whether they claim to be gay or trans or whatever. Mm-hmm. But even then, you still got to treat them nice and love on them. So what do you tell this woman?
Right.
Her friends are, a bunch of her friends are gay. How can I get her to think for herself?
Okay. So the question is, now, I have several gay friends. And the thing is, if somebody is bisexual, there are, you know, different facets, I guess. There are people that are truly just as attracted to females as they are men. They're truly attracted to both genders and they fall in love with the person and it doesn't matter. And then there's people that are, you know, truly obsessed with sex and they want to get it any which way they can and they just want something different. And again, they're bisexual, they're attracted to both. To think that somebody could be with another gender just to be cool or fit in or act like their friends is actually pretty rare, because most people are not, if you're straight, you're not attracted to the same sex. So it doesn't matter how cool you want to be, that would actually, you're not attracted. It would almost, I don't want to say disgust you, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, if you're not into it, you're not into it.
If you're not into it, you're not into it. So how cool do you really need to be to actually physically be with the same sex that you're not attracted to? So for parents out there, it is pretty rare that they're going to do that just to be cool. If they do it, they have an attraction to that person. So they're, you know, it doesn't mean they're going to be with them forever, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. And there's really nothing that you're going to say or do to prevent it if that is going to happen.
There you go. Hmm. All right, let's grab Melanie. Melanie's on the line. Melanie, go ahead. You're on Q105 with Dr. D. What's up?
Hi, yeah, I have a question. My question is, what is the difference between acupuncture and dry needling?
Acupuncture and what?
Dry needling.
Dry needling.
Okay, that's a good question.
When I did acupuncture, they did both.
Well,
isn't it similar to the same?
It is, actually.
Isn't it dry needling similar to or a portion of? Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dee.
No, that's okay. dry needling is something that acupuncturists actually are not a huge fan of.
Okay, so that's different. Never mind.
It's not different. What it is it's just less certifications. It's you're not a licensed acupuncturist, okay. So there's kind of a loophole.
Thank you.
There's kind of a loophole to be able to use needles in the, acupuncture points. So, for example, there's massage therapy, right, and there's body work. There's different facets of modalities in healthcare and holistic healthcare that the community has kind of created an entity that isn't overseen by the state or licensing or things like that. And that's how dry needling came about. So dry needling can be done by people who are not licensed acupuncturists and they're technically doing acupuncture. So I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. Just the requirements to be able to do acupuncture are very different than dry needling.
I've had acupuncture at Serenity and I've had needling at a physical therapist's office.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your physical therapist is able to do dry needling and your acupuncturist is able to do acupuncture. So, of course, there's going to be controversy on both sides. The dry needling physical therapist saying it's just as good, and it very well might be. But that's really the main difference, is they are not a licensed acupuncturist. The education is very different.
Did you have a bad experience?
No, actually, I had a good experience with dry needling.
Yeah, good. That's great. It's really just the education and the certifications that are different. So,
all right, there you go.
All right. No, but thank you for the call.
All right, okay, thank
so
you.
That's kind of like bye-bye. It's kind of like dry humping or
No, something different.
Why, you are sick?
Sorry,
you're sick, dude. Seriously, maybe dispenser of doom after the show.
Oh no!
Yes,
that wasn't. I was trying to understand.
The woman who said that she likes her body and she doesn't mind being overweight and she likes the curves and her friends are thinner than her and they're always whining about being fat. Somebody texted, this is a good point. Maybe the friends are projecting, saying they need to lose weight when they're trying to really get her to realize or mean her that she should lose weight.
Oh, passive aggressive stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, sounds like she's in a pretty good place to me.
Yeah.
As long as she's healthy.
There you go. All right. Let me see if I got any more here. And if not, then we'll call it a segment here. Let me see. No, that's somebody for Arrow. Boy, people are going to get married, man. We're going to be marrying a bunch of folks.
Just in case they need some sort of work done after they do this, are you available for counseling?
Absolutely. Couples counseling is my favorite.
All right, I don't know what that text is about. All right, that's all we got. Anything else going on? You got a Valentine's thing going on over there at Serenity Health and Wellness, Mommy in Perrysburg?
We have lots of Valentine's specials going on. That's right. Facials, massages, couples massage. Have you been in our couples room?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We have a fireplace and a stone wall and a fountain and a little couch. And
it's nice.
Yeah, and it's not just for couples. We have mothers and daughters and sisters and friends, and you can get a two-person facial, two-person massage.
And me and you, Paul.
You and me.
That's awesome. Right.
Couples massage.
Yes, all kinds of stuff. But we end up on probably a 20 to 30-person wait list in February. So you have to make your appointment early, get your gift certificates.
Oh, wow.
Couples massages are a big thing. We have Perrysburg now, too, so hopefully that will alleviate some of it.
My first time there. Very nice place, by the way. Excellent
Thank you.
Job. I finally went there and had the back thing done. So
at Perrysburg.
Yep.
Perfect. Yep. So get your gift certificates online at serenitywellness1.com.
And the one is number one, not
one.
There you go. Dave, good seeing you. See you next Tuesday.
Thank you, my friend. Yep, I'll be here.
All right, don't move. Coming back, qualities that you want to have if you want people to like you. That and Crockpot has opened up on Twitter. Oh, my. People are crazy. All that and other stuff. 836, standing the girls, Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather.